hardened. I must protest, and though they bind in shackles, the torment on and on. God will deliver the right, and the march on strong.
December, and we've got two Friday nights left in this year. And so I'm glad to have those of you joining us tonight listening. The Lord bless you. A lot of people are busy this time of year, so doing a lot of different things. But we thank God that you're taking time to be here. And so God bless you tonight. We're going to open up with some news and start out the program with a little bit of news, then we'll get into the Word of God, and then we'll do some deliverance after that. Jimmy Page, guitarist of Led Zeppelin, he liked young girls. A new book with horrifying claims about underage sexual activity could unleash a Me Too reckoning on Led Zeppelin, according to this news article. One girl was 14, Lori Maddox. She says as a teenager, she was bewitched by her rock god, Prince. Yeah, demon. It was love at first sight, she said. And she was 14, he was 29. It was no secret that he liked underage girls. Maddox had a three-year affair with Page. Both Maddox and her rival, Troy Page, Star was her last name, claimed that they had lost their virginity to David Bowie at 13 and 12. Wow. This is all in Led Zeppelin, the biography by Bob Stitt. Well, disgusting, satanic world of ungodly music. Yeah. And Jimmy Page bought a home that used to be owned by Aleister Crowley. You know who he is. He contacted all manner of evil spirits and things. So this is the kind of people that people are listening to, really. What kind of spirits you think they might be releasing on society, on the people that like their music? Yeah. Well, Google to talking to the unvaxxed employees, roll up your sleeve or get out. That's right. Google announces that they will put on leave and then fire if no jab by January 18th. Okay, well, bye Google, right? Yeah, Biden FDA approves abortion by mail. That's right. After a 21-year ban on it, this is a risk of this new way of doing abortion, these pills, is a dangerous, painful type of abortion, which has a higher risk of complication than surgical abortion and may lead to an incomplete abortion. And the person's going to have to go in, then they're at risk of infection, and the list goes on of possibly life-threatening. So really, you think they're doing anybody any favors to legalize the abortion pill? I don't think so. Pop singer Billie Eilish, some of you may have heard of this person, started watching pornography at 11 years old, and she admits it destroyed her brain. She's 19 now. And she says, I feel incredibly devastated that I was exposed to so much porn. She said, I would just watch the abusive porn, and that's what she thought was attractive, and it got to the point that she could not watch anything unless it was violent. She now says, I think porn is a disgrace, and she condemns porn as a scourge on society. Again, she's 19 now. This poor girl needs a lot of deliverance. Yeah. At least she realizes the thing she was involved in is bad. Don Potter's wife, Christine Potter, has gone to be with the Lord. That's right. She passed away this week. And so pray for the family of Don Potter, a great Christian musician that has produced a lot of real entering in worship music. So Guatemala president said his country is going to be the pro-life capital of Latin America. That's right. He believes that he's yeah. I could see you there, Raleigh Watts. No problem. Biden passes President Trump in the first year judicial confirmation, right? So what is he doing? He said, we're going to keep on replacing judicial confirmations, getting rid of the wrong judges, right? The conservative judges in 2022. Yeah, getting his liberal brainwashed lost judges in office, right? That's sad to see, but Governor Newsom said that California will become sanctuary state for women from all the states seeking to murder a baby, abort, but it is murder. And murder their child if Roe versus Wade is ever overturned, because there's been talk of that. So he's just saying right off, go ahead and come here. We'll make sure you kill your baby here. Lord have mercy. Well, possibly coming in 2022, a federal vaccine database. That's right. They're going to know exactly who's been vaccinated, who haven't. Yeah, the immunization infrastructure, Modern Nation Act of 2021. That's what it's called. And a very good chance it will become law. Well, there's something else to pray against, right? Amazon promotes new pay by your palm. That's right, using your palm to pay for things on a scanner. And your palm, and it's got you in there in the database, and can take your money right out by your palm. Okay, yeah, we see we're living in the last days. People need to wake up and say, hey, we're living in the last days. We need to be ready for this. I know these rapture people, they think that, well, you know, we don't have to worry about it. We haven't been raptured yet, so we'll be gone before all this happens. Well, that's not what the Word of God teaches at all. If you study the Word, you'll know that, and you'll see that rapture, the pre-trib rapture is not found in the Bible one time at all. There's a twisting of a few scriptures, but that's not what they're saying at all. The Lord's coming back at the last trumpet, and every eye will see him, and the wicked are going to cry out for the rock to fall on them, so they can't take it. Yeah, so they're sold out to Satan, got the mark of the beast, and of course, they can't take it. But we'll be excited. Praise God. We'll be lifting up holy hands unto the Lord, rejoicing in his return. as he comes back. Amen. I look forward to that day. If I'm still here, we look forward to that day. Praise God. And I pray you do too. I want to enter into some prayer this evening. I want to pray for a brother who broke his back. And that's a tragic thing. And had a car accident, broke his back. And we're going to pray that it heals quickly. I'll pray for another brother that's on his deathbed, most likely with cancer, and just not too long ago came to the Lord. So we thank God that he got saved before it's too late, and we'll pray for him to be healed and to be prepared to meet the Maker if that for some reason doesn't take place. And there are others that we could pray for too, but those are two very important things that we want to pray for this evening as we open up in prayer. Hallelujah. Father, in Jesus' name, we come before you and thank you for this time that we have here gathering together tonight. And we praise you and worship you. I want to pray for the brother with the broken back, Father, for healing, Lord, and quick recovery. In Jesus' name, Lord, we pray against the pain there too, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that he'll gain back all of his function again and heal quickly in the name of Jesus. We thank you for healing power on this man in the name of Jesus. We pray also for the brother who's on his deathbed. We rebuke death and pray that he'll live and have a miracle. But if not, for some reason, that he's going home. Lord, we thank you for his salvation. We thank you that that happened. And Lord, I thank you, Lord, for ministering to him during this time and encouraging him and preparing him to meet you, Lord. Prepare his heart, prepare his spirit to be in your presence, Father. Paul said to be absent from the body, to be present with the Lord. So, Father, preparing for being present with the Lord, Father. Thank you, Lord, for making yourself real to him during this time, Lord. And Lord, we do pray first and foremost for his healing, Lord, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Someone else says to pray for the right side of their jaw. Seems to click. We just rebuke that in Jesus' name. And thank you for healing his jaw, Father. In the name of Jesus, we rebuke this and thank you for healing, being released into that jaw right now, Father, that it'll stop clicking and it'll be healed. There'll be no more of that in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your miracle working power, Father. Thank you, Lord, for healing in another family that I didn't see their email in time to put them on air and pray for them on air. But Lord, I trust they're better now, but Lord, I do thank you for healing that family. A lot of them been sick, a lot of them having some physical problems. So Father, we pray for that family and ask you to just heal every one of them in the name of Jesus, Father. We thank you, Lord, too, that they'll help people to sleep well at night, Father. There are a lot of people who are not sleeping well right now. And you know, when I can't sleep, Lord, I pray most always. And so that's what my advice would be for people too. If you can't sleep, pray. But Lord, I do pray that your people will be able to sleep, Father, and give them rest, Father. And we rebuke these bad dreams in Jesus' name. We rebuke the demonic spirits that are attacking people and causing them difficulties in their sleep, those night spirits that come and minister ungodly stuff to them, perverted stuff, unclean stuff. We rebuke those spirits right now in the name of Jesus. Tell them to leave God's people alone in the name of Jesus. Incubus, succubus, spirit wife, spirit husband, marine spirits, all of you. In Jesus' name, we rebuke you. Command you to leave the people of God alone. So the Bible says he gives his beloved sleep, Lord. I thank you that you give your beloved sleep, Lord. But thank you for that. Thank you for rest, Father. Thank you for miracles, signs, and wonders in our life, Father. We thank you for turning things around that the enemy has meant for evil or in our life, Father. We thank you that you're going to turn them around for good, your glory, Father. We praise you for that. Praise you, Lord, for ministering, Lord, to those who have lost loved ones recently, and for Don Potter and his losing his wife this week, Father. Minister to him and his family, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Lord, we just cover this broadcast with the blood of Jesus. We rebuke the enemy. Thank you that no weapon formed against us shall prosper in Jesus' name. And Lord, we just rebuke these spirits, that the spirit of Christmas and all these other spirits that are not the spirit of God, that would get on people during this season and depress them or cause them to do things that are not best for them. Father, we rebuke those spirits, Santa Claus spirits and all these other spirits that are going on right now in Jesus' name. And we exalt Jesus and lift him up right now in Jesus' name. And thank you for your presence right now. Thank you for the anointing of the Holy Spirit being released right now in Jesus' name. We give you praise and honor. Everybody say amen. All right. Hallelujah. Praise God. We're going to get into this word tonight. We're talking about power. That's right. The power is the title. Question mark, explanation mark. You'll know what I'm talking about in a little while. But you know what? We need to find out as Christians, do we really know God? Do we really have Bible faith in Jesus? I mean, it's a whole lot more than looking at a nativity scene and saying, yes, I believe that there was once a baby Jesus. Folks, Jesus is no baby. He is the power, okay? He's now high and lifted up, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. His name is Majesty, Eternal God, the King of Glory, Yahweh, Yeshua, the Almighty One. Yeah, he is great and glorious. Let's go to John 14 as we start out tonight. John 14:4. And whither I go, ye know, and the way ye know. Thomas said unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest. How can we know the way? Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. If ye have known me, ye should have known my Father also. And from henceforth ye know him and have seen him. Philip said unto him, Lord, show us the Father, and it suffices us. And Jesus said unto him, have I been so long with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? And he that has seen me hath seen the Father. And now saith ye thou then, show us the Father? Huh? Okay, here we're seeing something very interesting. People look in the mirror, and they wonder, hey, do I really know God? And it's interesting that Thomas and Philip and the others had been with Jesus 3.5 years, yet they were still asking these kind of questions. But you know what? Jesus made the comment, from now on, you know God. You know the Father. But if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. Maybe they scratched their heads at that point and said, we do? I mean, 5 minutes ago we didn't, but now we do, right? Well, Jesus was telling them, and he's telling us too, and attempted to pass on the confidence to us that we don't, you know, measure ourselves by how we feel or how we perform. We need to understand this, that Jesus' commitment to you is more real than our current introspection, okay? And he said, now you know me. And we say, we do? Well, you know what? If he said, now we know you, you know, I can live with that. And if Jesus says, I know him and his Father, then I'm not going to argue with Jesus. How about you? Listen, we are who God declares that we are. And if we will embrace that and receive that, so we're going to have to simply do what? To comply with what Jesus said. We're going to have to believe it. That's right. We're going to have to believe it. We're going to have to walk by faith. We're going to have to think by faith. We're going to have to do everything that we do by faith, for without, you know, if it's not a faith, it's sin, the Bible says in Romans. And Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. Well, is he? Well, I think so. No, I believe, but I don't understand it, but I believe it, okay? You can't just think so. You have to believe it, see? But God said so. And so I accept that, and I believe that. And that's the way it is, see? And that's the way it's got to be in our lives. See, if we're going to get anywhere in our walk with Jesus, we're going to get the victory over these demons. If we're going to see things change, something's wrong, okay? If we're really going to see things change, we're going to have to get it by faith, right? John 14:12. Let's read on here. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also a greater work than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. Well, and whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do it, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. Wow. You know, I didn't really understand these two promises either, but okay. You know, I believe it. Okay. Now you know me. Okay. Huh? I don't know what that means, but I know it's true, right? That's what I know, and that's probably what the disciples said too. And now I just need to find out how it's true. You know what? There's no debate about whether it's true. Jesus said it is true. Jesus said, in my name you will cast out devils. There's no debate about that. I don't know why most of the churches aren't casting out devils today, right? Because Jesus said, in my name you will cast out devils. See, there shouldn't be any debate about these things. Why is all these people saying a Christian can't have a demon? Well, Christians have lots of demons. Paul says, in my flesh dwelleth no good thing. They had their demon. Paul had their demon. You have your demons. I have a demon. We all had our demons, right? Okay? So, right, there's no debate. There's just no debate about whether it's true because Jesus said it. Now, he said, now you know me. Well, help me, Lord, to see how I know you. Well, I didn't think that I did, but I'm obviously wrong, right? Because you said I do, so I do. That's what, imagine what his disciples were saying, right? Think about it. Think about it. There's a whole lot of scriptures that require this kind of response, and we need to recognize that. Let's look at another one that requires the same kind of response, Romans 6:11, for example. Romans 6, likewise, reckon ye also yourselves to be dead unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. See? You need to reckon something right now. You need to reckon yourself to be dead unto sin and alive unto God through Jesus Christ. You need to just reckon that so, in spite of all your flesh that manifests so much of the time, all the wickedness that manifests in you sometimes. You know, you just need to, you know, quit dwelling on that and declare what Jesus said about you. You know, because it's right. You know, you reckon it. Well, I'm not dead to sin. Why, just last night, right. And in your mind, you can argue with God. But you'll be wrong every time because there's no winning an argument with God. God is right and you are wrong. Right? It's that simple. Well, if you don't know what I did last night, how can I be dead to sin? Well, you just reckon yourself dead to sin. Does that mean you never sin? No, doesn't mean you never sin. But you know what? The blood of Jesus cleanses you from all sin. So you just reckon yourself dead to sin. Listen, thousands have gone to their grave, never experiencing Christianity, although they professed it. Why is that anyway? Because they wouldn't just simply believe what Jesus said, right? They would just simply believe what Jesus said. You got to simply believe what Jesus said. Folks, it's not hard. It's not that hard. He makes it simple. But people make it difficult, right? But we made it simple, okay? They heard the words, but they didn't believe them. They instead let their experiences dictate how they felt and how they looked at themselves. Listen, if you're going by your experiences, instead of the word of God, then your walk with God is fickle, you know. You got to go by the word of God. See, I'm dead to sin. I'm dead to sin. How do I know that? Because God said so. And he told me to reckon myself dead to sin. But see, my experience doesn't line up with that. See? Oh, but wait a minute. That's your problem. God said it's true. So what is it? It's true. Now, I just need to believe that. I just need to act like it's so, right? If you believe something, you're going to act like it's true, right? If I tell you there's $1 million in your bank account, you're going to go down and write a check on it, right? If you believed it, right? But if you don't believe it, you're not going to act like it's true. See, that's why we know that a lot of Christians don't believe the Word of God is true because they don't act like it's true. There's no testimony in their lives that they're acting like it's true. See? Yeah. See, the living out of that truth will follow the belief of that truth. See? The living out of truth will follow the believing of a truth. How to know that? Jesus said what? I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. So you need to stop right there at Jesus for the answer to your question. Quit looking somewhere else. Look at Jesus. Am I saved? Well, is Jesus saved? Am I wise? Is Jesus wise? Am I holy? Is Jesus holy? Am I dead to sin? Was Jesus dead to sin? Am I content? Was Jesus content? Can I pray? Well, could Jesus pray? See, the answer to every single question is Jesus. I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. I mean, this is your New Year's package. I mean, this year and every year, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. He is your all in all. I mean, he doesn't give us a long rule book with a whole lot of formulas so we can, you know, memorize all the right answers. He doesn't do that. No, what did he give us? He gave us himself. Jesus. Jesus. Exalt Jesus. He is your all in all, man. He's your everything. He gave himself. It's very simple. God gave the world God. God gave the world God. Jesus is God. If you don't believe that Jesus is God, you're not saved, right? You got to believe that Jesus is God. And in the beginning was the Word. And the Word created all that was created, right? That's what it says in John chapter 1. Jesus is the Word. And so I know there are people that don't believe that Jesus is God, and they think they're still a Christian. But listen, if you don't believe Jesus is God, you're not a Christian, okay? I believe and confess that Jesus Christ is God. So that is our way, our truth, our life. You know, Paul knew this. Look at Philippians 1. Philippians 1, verse 21. It says, for me to live is Christ and to die is gain. So he was so sure he would gain if he died. And if he's living, it's Jesus. And if he's dying, it's a gain because he's with Jesus because he said to be absent from the body, to be present with the Lord. For me to live is Christ. For me to die is Christ Jesus. Right? I mean, hello. This is the true remnant church. The true remnant victorious Christian church is made up of people that are totally sold out, not just in a committed sense, but in the sense that Jesus is the answer to every question about life and their lives. He's the answer to everything. Otherwise, one can be saved, but they didn't experience salvation in this current life. Right? They didn't experience it. You might get saved. You believe Jesus is God, but you stop right there because you don't believe anything. Listen, if Jesus isn't the answer to every question about who you are and what strength, abilities, and talents you have, what impact can you have on anyone, on how you feel about you, right? If he's not every answer, then how are you going to, you know, how are you going to answer anybody else? You'll continue to live a futile, frustrated, demon-influenced life. And a lot of Christians are living that kind of life today. And that's the best they do. I mean, that's the best they're doing right now. Right? It's sad. Am I going to make it? Well, did Jesus make it? So do you know God? Yes. Well, how do you know that you know him? Because he said so. See, it's going to have to be that simple. You know, we need to know how to think, how to answer life's questions. And a lot of Christians, they just don't know how. They just don't know how. See? They're lacking. Something's missing. See, they don't believe Jesus. You know, they live a Christian life, but they don't believe Jesus. They don't believe, you know, they go on and work out their life the way they want it to go, and they answer their own questions, and they go to the doctor, the psychiatrist, all the pills, and all these different things. They run to these things. Oh, yeah, I believe in God. I believe he's Jesus is the Son of God, but, you know, they didn't take him for his answer, the answer for everything. They don't take him for that. See? See, we need to know how to think, how to answer the life's many, many questions. And how did Jesus answer Satan's accusation and accusing questions? How did he do it? By using God's thoughts. That's right. That's the way we need to answer too. The word is God's thought put on paper. And if Jesus would have thought about, well, how he felt, I don't know what he would have said, because he was living as a man and God, right, at that time, right? But he determined that he, you know, how he felt would be governed only by what God said. You know, Christians would do that, because Christians have feel a lot of things, and they act upon those feelings, and they get themselves into demonization and all kinds of other problems. You get yourself all worked into lust or in anger or rage or unforgiveness, see, because you're going by what you feel, and you're not going by the Word of God. You're not asking what Jesus, you know, what he says about that, see? Hey, we better be governed by the Word of God, folks, not by our feelings, not by the manipulating feelings. Hey, don't let your belly be your God, right, which is your emotion. You don't want, that's what it represents in several places in Scripture, right? But so if you ask me, am I perfect, there may be a lot of ways to answer that. But in my spirit, I'm going to say, well, was Jesus perfect? He made me perfect, right? Because he wouldn't dwell in a spirit that has sin in it. He cleansed our spirit. The spirit cannot sin. It says in 1 John, spirit cannot sin, because the seed of God is dwelling in the spirit, but not so the soul and the body. But nevertheless, it is true of your spirit. My spirit is perfect. So what does the Bible say about somebody washed in the blood? They're white as snow. See, there's my answer. See, what Jesus said? He said they're white as snow. Your sins have been removed as far as the east is from the west. They never meet. See, I would say if it costs Jesus his blood, then I'm white as snow. See, that's what I'm going to say. Yeah, I am perfect in my spirit. It costs Jesus his blood. I'm white as snow. See, he's moved my sins as far as the east is the west. If they're so far gone, they're never to be found again. See? If I answered by my performance or by my knowledge or by men's assessment, well, I would say no to that question, right? You would have to say no. I mean, really. But if I assess things the way God sees them, which is the only true and right answer, folks, for a Christian, this is the only true and right answer. What does God say about us? What does God say about your condition? What does God say about your spiritual position? Today, right now, what is he saying? See, don't answer about your performance or by your feelings or by your self-knowledge or by the knowledge of other people, that you assess things the way God sees them, right? So I would say, again, if it costs Jesus his blood, I'm white as snow, right? So if he is my rock, my high tower, my refuge, my salvation, my wisdom, my righteousness, my deliverer, is my truth and my life and the way, well, how could I be anything else? I must be white as snow. Amen? So in the latter days here of 2021 and 2022 and the rest of your life, you need to begin right now by answering every question with Jesus. Every question with Jesus. Fill in the blank with Jesus. What does God think? How does he view it? Well, that's my answer. How does God see it? How does God think about it? That's my answer. That's my answer. I'm not going to answer it out of my carnal mind. I'm not going to answer it in the flesh. I'm going to answer it according to the Word. See? We're going to have to answer all of life's questions with Jesus, period. Amen? You believe that? You need to believe it. I need to give this to you tonight, because these are important truths that if we, you know, if we don't get it, then something's wrong here. We're missing out, right? Yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. A lot of Christians are missing out today. I'm not kidding you on that. A lot of Christians are really missing out today. See, we better get something clear here and now, okay? We live by the power within us, and we answer all of life's questions by that power, right? 2 Corinthians 13:4, I'm going to show you some things here about this that are important, because if he gets this, you're going to live at a higher level as you walk. I believe it. If you haven't got it already, you do get it now. It'll help you. 13:4, it says, "For though he was crucified through weakness, yet he liveth by the power of God. For we also are weak in him, but we shall live with him by the power of God toward you." Right? What are we doing now? Paul said, "When I'm weak, I'm strong." Why? Because he was living by the power of God. See, people said, "Oh, he was weak. Yeah, you know, he did nothing. He had all this wrong with him." No, you're not getting a scripture, okay? There's a whole lot more to that than what you see. And the thorn in the flesh was the messenger of Satan. God doesn't send a messenger of Satan on his apostle to try to shut him up from all the revelation knowledge he had. Come on, that's absolute deception. That Paul's thorn in the flesh, every Christian has to have a thorn in the flesh. That's bull. That's garbage. That's baloney, right? You're not taking the whole counsel of God here, right? Hallelujah, because when we're weak, then we're strong because we are totally dependent on God's power. We're living by the power. I'm going to show you here. See, Jesus lived on earth by the power of God, and we live on earth by the power of God. Jesus is the power of God, too, right? 1 Corinthians, go over there, 1. 1 Corinthians 1, verse 24. Says here, "But unto them which are called both Jews and Greeks, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God." See, there it is again. Jesus is the power of God, right? And because we have Jesus in us by the Holy Spirit, what do we have? We have the power in us. The same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead, right, is in us and will quicken us, making us alive with the power. 2 Timothy 3. Over there, 2 Timothy 3. We're going to look at verses 5 through 7 here. I want you to get this one. "Having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof." Some such, what do? You turn away from them. "Having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. From such turn away. For of this sort are they which creep into houses and lead captive silly women." Now, the houses also could be churches because, you know, they meet in the house, meet in the building. So these are the times which creep into churches and houses and lead captive silly women laden with sins, led away with various lusts, divers lusts, ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth, which is epignosis, the full knowledge of Jesus. So what is this saying to us here? This is the last days, perilous times. We're living in them. And so notice denying the power. There are a lot of people like that, right? They have a form of godliness. They have religion, but they deny the power. What is the power? What did we just see in the scripture that the power is? The power is Jesus, saint. The power is Jesus. If you deny Jesus, what do you got? No wonder they're never able to come to the knowledge of the truth, right? Because they're denying the power thereof. They have a form of godliness. They have religion. They have something that they're claiming is God. They believe in God, but they're denying the power. And the power is Jesus. See? The power is Jesus. It is dunamis in the Greek, where we get dynamite from. And we are commanded to turn away from those kind of folks. If you deny the power of Jesus, then you're never going to come to the knowledge, the full knowledge of the truth. Never, period. Not going to happen. Okay? Not going to happen. So thus these people, they have a form, but they deny the power. And folks, listen, we love the power. We love the power. And we walk in the power. But not the Pope. He has a form of God. He don't walk in the power. He'll walk in Jesus. He'll have talks about God, Jesus, and all that, but don't take the power, see? You know? See? Not those who deny the power. They will always be lacking and in bondage to their demons, never gaining the truth because they deny the power. Who's the power? Jesus is the power, see it? All right. You got that. This is important, folks. So we ought to understand this scripture, and we're not to have anything to do with the Pope. We're not to have anything to do with these people like that that deny the power, and they're never ever able to come to the full knowledge. That word able there. See, we have the power because we embrace and have received Jesus, who is the power of God. He was God and man, yet he walked as a man, but now the risen Christ, see, he still lives by the power because he is the power of God, and we must receive him, the power, the dunamis of God. See, if a Christian's not walking in the power of God, he's not walking in God. See, how do we receive and believe him? Through his words, the word, through his thoughts in the word. See, in 2 Timothy 3:7, it says, ever learning, never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. That word able is also dunamai, which means power. They never have the power to come to the truth because they deny the power, see? They never have the knowledge to come to the truth because they're denying the power. They're never powered up. We are powered up. If you believe in Jesus and you've embraced Jesus, you've embraced the power, see? So they were ever always learning, but never able to embrace the truth. For without the power, what is it? There's no freedom. There's no liberty. There's no truth. Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. See, Jesus said, if you continue in my words, see, the word is power. If you continue in my word, you are my disciple. There's a whole lot of people that are not continuing in the word. All right? They've become part of the parable of the sower and the ones that are overtaken by the world and the lust of other things. Or the thief has come and taken the seed that was sown where they didn't, you know, the devil comes to steal, kill and destroy. So the seed is sown. Somebody's out to steal that seed. And we got to put up a guard against that. We got to hold on to the seed. We got to hold on to the truth. Don't let the devil steal that from you. Amen? Amen. If you like so many today, if you do reject the word, and the truth, and form your own liberal gospel, then you'll be ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth too. See? You'll never be able to come to the liberation, the glorious liberty of the sons of God if you have that. If you embrace that type of a gospel. So you'll stay in bondage to the demons because you have a form, but you deny the power, the dunamis. The power. So many will always be the devil's toys because they do not believe and live by the power of God. See, they're not able. They're not empowered by the power, so they will not be able to take dominion and live in and from the power. True believer in these last days, live in and from the power, folks. You're a true believer. Live in and from the power. That's my word of wisdom here on this. Okay, the power of God, which is like dynamite, the power to move mountains. Jesus. You know, if people talk about God but not Jesus, don't have anything to do with them. If you present Jesus to them and they still don't talk about anything but God, they have denied the power. We love and embrace the power of God. Many are not going to do that, okay? They're just not going to do it. We love Jesus. We love the power. We love the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. See? And we must walk in it every day. Okay? Now, I want to just take a moment and look at your dominion, your rights of dominion tonight. See, being in the battle that we are, you're going to have to know what you can do legally because you have the power. If you're put on a new job and they just say, well, go to work and don't tell you what to do or how to do it or how the equipment you will be using works or what you have the right to use and don't touch and touch and do touch and don't touch and how much will you get done? What kind of people put you to work like that? Well, and if we're told that we have dominion, then we're going to have to find out just how much and where and when and how to take our dominion in this life. Amen? And you've been given dominion, saints. You've been given power. And you've been told to walk in it. Psalms 8. Psalms 8. verse 3. It says here, when I consider thy heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon, the stars which thou hast ordained, what is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visitest him? For thou hast made him a little lower than the angel, and hast crowned him with glory and honor. Thou madest him to have dominion over the works of thy hand. Thou hast put all things under his feet. Do you see what just been given to us here? Dominion. Dominion we have. Here's the statement that we have it, okay? Dominion, mashal, the Hebrew word here, to rule, to cause to reign. See, that's what it means. Have power. It means that also. Let's go to Hebrews 2, 5 and 6. Look at another one. Hebrews 2, 5 and 6, it says here, for unto the angels hath he not put in subjection the world to come whereof we speak, but one in a certain place testified, saying, what is man that thou art mindful of him, or the son of man that thou hast visited him? Thou madest him a little lower than the angel. Thou crownest him with glory and honor. Thou didst set him over the work of thy hand. Thou hast put all things under subjection under his feet. What? Talking about Jesus and talking about us, right? A direct New Testament reference to this scripture that we read in Psalms. Subjection, hupotasso is the Greek word here. And it means subordinate, put under, subdue unto, to make subject to obey, to be under obedience. See? You put these things under your obedience. You put these demons that you're dealing with in your life, quit exalting them so big. Oh, well, they just won't leave. Well, yes, they will leave. They are in subjection to you if you believe it. See? And if you act like it and you take dominion over them as you are commanded to in the Word of God. But see, not every believer lived that way. Not every believer walks in spiritual warfare. Not every believer walks in the power. Not every believer believes this way. See? And so they say, you know, devils psych them out and they're subject to the demon when they should be having a demon subject to them. See? Hey, you're told to subordinate these things. Put them under you. Subdue them. Make them subject to you. To obey you, to be under obedience to you. See, this is what it means, subjection. See, so we see here that we've been given dominion or the ability to put in subjection to us. So how much dominion do we have? If we have dominion, how much did it say? Well, over all here in this earth. That's what it says, over all. Remember it says in Luke 10:19-20, over all the power of the enemy. And notice it said the spirits are subject to us in verse 20. And I believe this is a reference to the demons and the angels of God, because in Hebrews 1, what does it say about the angels of God? 1:14 here across the page. Are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for them who shall be heirs of salvation? Didn't just say to minister to them, it said for them. Hallelujah. You get that? Over all the power of the enemy. Spirits are subject to us. See? And when Jesus walked the earth, what did he do? He exercised dominion. Do you think he had dominion when he walked the earth? He's our example. Shouldn't we walk in that kind of dominion? They never did anything to him that he didn't let them do to him. They only crucified him because, you know, he let them. He said, think not that I cannot call 10,000 and thousands of angels right now if I wanted them to deliver me. But no, he was willingly going to the cross for you and me so that we could walk in dominion again. What Adam lost, Jesus regained for us and gave it to us. If you believe on him, if you believe on the power and take the power into your life, right? So he walked the earth, he exercised dominion and put things into subjection to him. Sickness and disease was subject to him. Demons were subject to him. Nature was subject to him. The wind, the waves. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. A perfect example of what a God-empowered person could do and be is Jesus. And he gave us that example. He stilled the raging sea. He cursed a fig tree. And in less than 24 hours, it died from the roots. How many of you have ever done that? See? So we too have dominion as well. And that dominion is manifested as we speak it forth in faith. See? We're going to have to speak it forth in faith. We're going to have to speak it as we believe it. See? And then act that way. Not just speak it. Not just speak it, but act as if it is, as we have spoken. Act as if it is, as we have spoken. First, we find out the will of God. Is it God's will to move Mount Everest? No, for what purpose, right? But it may be God's will to move a bone back into place or to grow out a leg so a person could quit having back pain or to heal somebody of cancer. Move that mountain. See, the devil is supposed to be in subjection to us. But you know what? He wants Christians to think that we're in subjection to him, and that's what he's done. He's fooled a lot of Christians. They just never seem to get delivered because they think the demons are bigger than God. And it's like, man, I can't seem to ever get these spirits out of me. Well, no, you just don't believe big enough that your God is big enough. You don't believe it. You're not walking in the power. These demons will come out, but you have to believe they're going to come out. See? Remember, Satan is what? The father of what? He's the father of lies. So you're going to see him continually using lies and deception to fool you, deceive you, trick you, right? Isn't that what he does? He's out to trick us, deceive us, fool us any way he can. He's the father of lies. And that's what he does. He lies. He's a liar. The whole world lies in wickedness. Yeah. Because of the devil. Because he's the god of the world system, the dark system of Babylon, the Babylonian system of darkness. See, he's the god of that world. He's the god of lies, the lying world, the deceptive world. See, this world is very deceptive. Things are not as they might appear to be on the surface. Oh, we only want your best. Come get these vaccines, and hey, we're trying to protect you. No, that's not what they're trying to do. You know what they're trying to do. They're trying to cull the population. And that's what's going on. They believe that only 500 million should be alive on the earth. So they got a lot of people to get rid of. And that's not just me talking. I mean, the doctors, a lot of people have said that people are going to die by the millions. So some said billions. I don't know. We'll see. It remains to be seen, but that's what it said, what they've said. So where do we have dominion? Where do we have dominion and things subject to us? Well, what does it say in Genesis 1:28? Where do you think it said? Right? We just told you. But let's read it here in Genesis 1:28, because he starts out with giving us dominion. Adam lost it, Adam and Eve. They lost it, but God gave it back. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish your earth, meaning the earth was plenished before. There was a pre-Adamic earth, right? Because he wouldn't have told them to replenish the earth. He would have said, be fruitful, multiply, and plenish the earth. But no, he said replenish. Only time you say replenish if it had been plenished before. So there is a pre-Adamic earth that this earth could be millions and millions of years old. But the Adamic creation is only 6,000 years old. So, but there was something here before, no question about it. And replenish the earth and subdue it, right? He gives a word here to us, subdue it. What is that word? It's kibosh in the Hebrew, to conquer, to subjugate, to bring into bondage, to force, to keep under, to bring into subjection. That's what that word means, subdue it. And have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. So there it is, right there. Right? Right there, very clear. Go over to Deuteronomy 11. If you look at these up, they'll help you. If you're just hearing them, they'll help you some. But when you read it yourself, it's even more powerful. Deuteronomy 11:21. Hallelujah. Deuteronomy 11:21. Every place whereon the soles of your feet shall tread shall be yours, from the wilderness and Lebanon, from the river to the river Euphrates, even unto the uttermost sea shall your coast be. And we read on. There shall be no man be able to stand before you, for the Lord your God shall lay the fear of you and the dread of you upon all the land, and you shall tread upon, as he has said unto you, behold, I set before you this day a blessing and a curse, a blessing if you obey the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you this day, and a curse if you will not obey the commandments of the Lord your God, but turn aside out of the way which I command you this day to go after other gods, which you have not known. Demon gods, right? So, taking possession of the promised land is a type of the believer moving into all that is his as a Christian in this life. That's what that is, okay? It's a type of that. So, a type of the abundant life. So how true it is that wherever you go forth and believe God for yours, it's yours because his earth is ours, right? Amen? The righteous shall inherit the earth. So we see that throughout this earth, we have dominion and the ability in God to put in subjection to us the elements, demons, fallen angels. We can't control necessarily all about other people because they have a will and they can make a choice whether to obey God and walk in what is theirs also or to join the rebellion, Satan's hordes of darkness. And yes, hell enlarges itself because so many join Satan knowing or not knowing, right? Knowingly or not knowing. The majority of people, though, are going to hell. Unfortunately, the majority of people today, where are they going? You know where they're going. The Word of God said hell enlarges itself, right? That is tragic. I'm telling you, I put before people life and death. Which one do you want? Jesus and the devil. Which one do you want? And people are taking the devil all the time. I've seen Christian backslide. After 38 years of pastoring, I've watched Christian backslide go to the world, give up their salvation, turn away from Jesus. What's wrong? See, because the devil's a deceiver. He's a strong deceiver. Many people fall for the lies of the devil, the deceptions of the devil, the treachery and the trickery of the devil. But we don't have to, because God made a way. He's given us the power. He's made it available to every believer who will receive that and receive him. So when do we take dominion? As we are led by the Spirit. See, we're to be led by the Spirit in this life. Led by the power, right? In this life, that's important. In Luke 4:1, and Jesus being full of the Holy Ghost, full of the Spirit, returned from Jordan, was led by the Spirit into the wilderness, right? So he was led by the Spirit to go out and deal with the devil in the wilderness. He went up into the wilderness and took dominion over Satan as he was directed to take his dominion by the Holy Spirit. So he was directed to go in and battle the enemy. Yeah, and going to work against Satan. And he was very successful at that. And the devil had to leave him for a season because he couldn't take it anymore. He was defeated. And the devil will be defeated by you and me, too. We need to know that. He's already defeated on the cross, but we have to enforce that defeat on him. You understand that? It has to be enforced. If we don't enforce it, it's not a reality that takes place. We have to enforce the defeat on the devil. Okay? Because Jesus defeated him on the cross 2,000 years ago. Okay? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. So, to do it in the flesh and not by the Spirit is where people get flaky and they get into error and they get into deception or simply nothing happens. Right? Because what happened with the seven sons of Sceva, see, they went out and did it in the flesh, and what happened? It wasn't pleasant, right? Acts 19:13. It says, then certain of the vagabond Jews, exorcists, took upon them to call over them, which had evil spirits, the name of the Lord Jesus, saying, we adjure you by Jesus whom Paul preaches. And there was seven sons of one Sceva, a Jew, and chief of the priests, which did so, and the evil spirit answered and said unto them, Jesus I know, in other words, the power I know, and Paul I know, because he's the power too, he's walking in the power, but who are you? And the man in whom the evil spirit was leaped on them, overcame them, and prevailed against them, so that they fled out of that house naked and wounded. Hallelujah. Do you see that? Okay. Disaster is what they got operating in the flesh. And there are many believers today also who have had disaster by operating in the flesh. Without the power. Without the power. So, you know, you're trying to handle things on your own, it's not going to work well. You need the power. You need to handle everything through the power, through Jesus Christ, through the power. So as we're led by the Holy Spirit, we take dominion through the power each day, every day in the earth. And you're going to sense the gentle leading of the Holy Spirit too as you take dominion too. So how do we take dominion? You got to take it, right? The devil's not going to offer you or give you knowledge about how to take dominion over him and his host. He's not going to just come out with, you know, his butler suit on and the silver platter and say, here you go, here's the power of God so you can defeat me. I'll just give you the revelation of how it works here. No, he isn't coming that way. He's going to try to hide the power and your dominion from you. He's going to try to keep you from your power. He's going to try to keep you ignorant. He does all in his ability and power to keep you ignorant, in ignorance. And he's done a good job. Look at the churches today. They're not walking in the power. Most of them are not walking in the power. Okay? But there are some. Thank God for those who do. But there are many who are not. The more that are not than those that are. Yeah, they're just falling right in place with the globalist New World Order, a lot of them. They just do whatever they're told. They think Romans 13 means obey, you know, whatever authority's in there, even if it's the devil himself. They think, you know, in a man up there, well, they're in authority. I got to obey them. No, God never told you to obey the devil. Okay? You have to understand. The Bible says that when the righteous rule, you know, the people rejoice. When the wicked rule, they mourn. You understand that? Uh-huh. So we don't rejoice and follow some devil and do whatever they tell us. That it's someone who's possessed by the devil, which I truly believe present administration that think they are controlled by the devil, right? Because they're not for life, they're for death and destruction. For women to kill their baby and for jabbing everybody. Doesn't matter about the health issues that it's causing people and the deaths that it's causing. No, it just want everybody to take it so everybody can have problems, right? So because they're bowing to the pharmaceutical, right? That too, the major corporations, all that. Well, he does all in his power to keep you ignorant, okay? Notice how Peter tells the under-shepherds, the pastors, how to have authority in a local church. What did he tell them? Okay. Look at 1 Peter 5, 2. Now, I'm talking about godly pastors. I'm not talking about these that are not really pastors, but 1 Peter 5, 2 and 3. He said, feed the flock of God, which is among you, taking the oversight thereof, not by constraint, but willingly, not for filthy lucre, but of a ready mind. Neither is being lords over God's heritage, but being examples to the flock. Notice he said, taking the oversight. You don't wait for it to come to you. You take the authority. You take dominion over the devil. You grab hold of your dominion, and you don't stop until it's in subjection to you. See? Remember, we're in a battle, and the enemy is not going to move unless a greater force in him forces him to move. Okay? Someone who walks in the power. A greater force than the devil forces him to move. And so we're going to have to take dominion over this. I need to cover this area too because so many people are having a problem with this area. So many people that I minister to and that I hear from are having problems with this area. So you have to take dominion over your personal lust and sexual sin as well. Or Satan will keep you in bondage to sexual sin. And I tell you, the liar is being very successful in this area. Okay? Is it any wonder that the evil that the Christians give place to and do because of sexual sin? I've got to talk a little bit about it. All right? Because people are in bondage today. So we're going to have to do spiritual warfare. Okay? You're going to have to wrestle, right? We wrestle not with flesh and blood, but against principality, power, wicked spirits, wicked rulers in heavenly places. And we wrestle and take dominion for control in the environment we live in. But you're also going to have to actively have close combat for your personal environment as well. Okay? Yeah. For the place you're living, what you're dealing with personally. And today, church people are in so much sexual bondage. You know, I ministered to a person who had for years been in ministry, but during that time had insisted and made his wife perform anal and oral sexual relationships. That's perversion. And it's wrong. He did it because of porn in his life. Pornography. Okay? And the church today is often in great bondage to porneo, which is the Greek for this. And how can we serve two masters? Right? A lot of people are serving mammon and trying to serve God too. You can't serve two masters. You can't serve money and bow down to money and serve God too. You can only have one God. The Bible says you have no other God before me, right? No other God before Jesus. No other God before the Father. And so, how can you serve two masters? The Bible says to flee fornication, to run from fornication. You're going to have to take dominion over fornication. In fact, the word fornication in the Greek is porneia, or pornos, from which we get our word pornography, right, from. And Jesus said to run from it. Run from it. The Corinthian church, you know, had some major problems in the sexual area, as does our modern-day church in America here, and not just here, but other countries too. But still, we're talking to mostly Americans here, even though people do listen overseas. But the Corinthian church had major problems, just like America and many other countries have problems with this as well. Satan uses women to seduce men, and men to seduce women, and men to seduce men, and women to seduce women. Perversion as well. Satan uses pornography to snare men and women, but especially men. But this girl, you know, this singer, this folk singer, what was her name? Eilish. She said that Billie Eilish started watching porn at 11 years old. It destroyed her brain, she says, and she got to where she couldn't watch any kind of porn but the violent type of porn. It messed up her life. Okay? So women do it too. But men tend to do it a little more than women, of course. Yeah, it messes up men's thinking about women as well. If you look at it porn, it messes up their thinking. Satan uses pornography to control you. They keep you in bondage, see? Those who are involved in it, they don't see women right. Therefore, they abuse a woman because their view of a woman is twisted because the demons are involved there. When they're looking at porno, you got an open door to the enemy, see? Demons want this. You're not going to see a woman as a precious individual who needs to hear and respond to the gospel, but as a sex object to satisfy your fleshly desires, a lust object, see? Yeah, an object to be conquered and used. Wrong view. A woman is also an heir, a joint heir of the kingdom if they're saved, right? Joint heir with their husband if you're married. You don't abuse your joint heir. You don't abuse yourself either. You take dominion over that garbage, right? Oh, yeah. Poor male. Also means to act. The harlot. Indulge in unlawful lust with either sex. And that's what's happening today. Practice idolatry. They idolize the human body. You know, swingers club and naked beaches. They look at their body. They want to be naked. It's not that pretty. The human body's not that beautiful, not that handsome. It's especially as it ages. Wrinkles and all kinds of stuff get in there. Fat just hanging out over the belly. Really? Oh. Anyway, oh, well, we don't look at that kind. Right, you don't look at that kind. Okay. See, so many idolize this human body. They spend hours in front of the pornography, fantasizing, masturbating, which can also be idolizing themselves. Yeah. And forming soul ties with the people they're looking at. They don't even know them, but you're forming soul ties because you're lusting after them. You're using them to fulfill some fantasy lust in you. You know, Paul even tells us not to be in the company of a fornicator. Did you know that? 1 Corinthians 5:9. Fornicator is somebody who's doing this on a regular basis, not somebody who falls into sin once in a great while or something. He's talking here, 1 Corinthians 5:9, talking about believers. I wrote unto you in an epistle not to company with fornicators, not altogether with the fornicators of this world. In other words, not with the lost people, because you're going, you know, they all doing that stuff, right? Or some other stuff, but or with the covetousness or extortioners or with idolaters, for then you must go out of the world. In other words, there's not anybody in this world that isn't, you know, in, except the righteous, that are some of these things. And they're living these ways. But now I've written unto you not to keep company if any man that is called a brother be a fornicator or covetous or an idolater or a railer or a drunkard or an extortioner with such a one, no, not even to eat. For what have I to do to judge them also that are without the body? Do you not judge them that are within, though? In other words, we don't judge the world for their sin. We're judging those in the church. We're checking them out, you know, making sure that, you know. But them that are without, God judges. Therefore, put away from among yourself that wicked person. See, fornicator, again, is somebody who's continually fornicating, continually living that way, not somebody who falls into fornication, into sin, into temptation, and then they repent and they get out. They don't do it again and again and again and again, although some do some things over and over again. But it still doesn't make them a fornicator because they're repentant and they hate it. They hate their sin, but there's demons there that are keeping them in bondage. You understand the difference. Okay, but these are others that have chosen the lifestyle, knowing that it's wrong, knowing that they're not supposed to choose it, but they choose it. They don't repent for it. They don't turn away from it. They don't confess it as sin. They just keep on being a fornicator. Okay? Them, you have to put them out from among yourself, that wicked person, the Bible says. There are Christians who have had problems with sexual sin, but they hate it, and they confess it as sin every time they fall, and they're having problems with it ongoing. Doesn't mean that they're actually, you know, one of these that need to be kicked out of the body of Christ. They're trying to overcome it. They're trying to get deliverance. They're trying to change, see, by the power of God only, because you can't do it on your own. A lot of them are trying on their own. That's why they're failing. They're not walking in the power. That's another story we could talk about. And I walk in and take a dominion through the power over those lustful spirits, those fornicating spirits, those porneo spirits. See, if a Christian's involved in porneo, okay, you're not to hang out with them. Perverted sex is cursed and brings a curse on you. If you're partaking of perverted sex, you're cursed, okay? You're going to have to break the curse, cast those demons out. What is perverted sex? Oral sex is perverted sex. God never meant for you to put your mouth all over sexual organs of somebody, okay? It's not how you're supposed to have sex. Anal sex is perverted sex, okay? I'm being a little graphic tonight, but I'll try not to be too graphic, right? Because I know young people listen too. So. But anal sex, get involved in that. Get your curse. Bestiality brings a curse. XXX movies, bondage. Practicing that, incest, homosexuality, and other perversion. How do you know this is? Well, look at Deuteronomy. Look at Deuteronomy 27. Go over there. This is far. You've got to take dominion all areas here, not just some of the areas that seem more popular to take dominion. You got to take dominion over your sex life. If you've got some perversion or porno stuff going on, got to take dominion here. Deuteronomy 27:21. Cursed be he that lieth with any manner of beast. And all the people shall say, Amen. Cursed be he that lieth with his sister, the daughter of his father, or the daughter of his mother. And all the people shall say, Amen. That's incest, right? Cursed be he that lieth with his mother-in-law. Cursed be he that, well, these are not about sex here, but sexual sin. But here's one, verse 20. Cursed be he that lieth with his father's wife, because he uncovereth his father's skirt. And all the people should say, Amen. Okay, so you see a number of things bring curses. Bring curses on their lives. No wonder they're having the problems they're having because they're cursed. Christians don't need to walk in a curse, but they are. A lot of them are because of sexual sin. Amen? You're cursed by indulging in this stuff. What about cross-dressing? Did you know that cross-dressing is mentioned in the Bible and forbidden by the Word of God? Deuteronomy 22:5 tells us. Let's read it. Deuteronomy 22:5 says here, the woman shall not wear that which pertaineth unto a man, neither shall a man put on a woman's garment, for all that do so are an abomination to the Lord thy God. See? So if you're cross-dressing and think, oh, how cool, you know, and all that, hey, it's an abomination. Lord, you're cursed. You need deliverance. Okay? That's what the Bible says. Sexual sin is rebellion and an independent spirit that says, well, I know it's wrong, but I want to do it, so I'm going to do it. Even though I shouldn't do it, I'm going to do it. See? That's rebellious spirit. See? You know you shouldn't be indulging in that, right? But you're doing it. And so, something's wrong. Okay? Oh, yeah. What are some spirits that come in through sexual sin? Well, a lust, stronghold of lust, driving sexual spirit, promiscuity, fears that will make people physically hurt themselves doing things with their own bodies, which I'm not going to talk about on the air, but I've had people confess to me the things they've done to their own bodies, even damaging their bodies and having to go to hospitals for doing perverted things in their own bodies because they're driven by these spirits. They have these demons. Sexual enslavement, controlled by sex, you know, child sex, you know, child porn. I mean, the list is really long. I'm not probably cover all of them, but nasty spirits and sexual enslavement and voyeurism. I talked to a Christian brother one time. He used to always pull his pants down and moon himself to people, and you know that's a demon that he picked up then, and still carries to this day, because I don't believe he believed in deliverance. So he never got delivered, to my knowledge, to this day. May still be doing that. But anyway, exposure, nudity, you know, rape and violence. Yeah, like that girl watching violent porn. Spiritual blindness. Sexual sin. Did you know it can blind a Christian to the truth of the Word of God and the leading of the Holy Spirit? Deception comes in, confusion and soul ties and mental torture and incubus and succubus and spirit wife, spirit husband, marine spirits, night spirits that come in the dreams at night and have sex with you at night, even to so much that one woman sent me took a picture of the demon that was having sex with her, or the fallen angel that was having sex with her at night, and she thought it was God's gift to her because she was lonely. See how the deception can get in there? Defiance, attention getting. Yeah. Immodest dress. The Bible says a woman is not to dress like the world, like a harlot, like a prostitute. When they're out there in the world and going to church with their breasts hanging out, that's improper, immodest. They're up there on a worship team wearing short shorts, tight pants, a tight breast, hanging out shirts. I mean, they're told not to dress that way in the Word of God. Christians in today's churches are doing that, right? Oh, yeah. Oh, my. I could tell you a lot of stories, but it's not appropriate of what I would be saying on the air, but I could tell you all kinds of bondages that people have been in. Erotic spirits, sensuality, spirit, perversion, and so many more. So many more. So you see the dangers of going down this road. It's not a road that a Christian needs to go down. Okay? That said, some are going to do it. That's right. Having been warned, they're going to do it, even having been warned because of the temptation, because the spirits that are in them still, or because of a generational curse. And yes, the enemy's all around us. We need to know he's all around us. He's not, you know, he's in this world, and he has his forces all out. The devil himself cannot be omnipresent like Father God can be omnipresent. He can be anywhere, right? But the fact of the matter is he has his network, and they're everywhere, and everybody has their demon, right? Yeah. So it's sad. I could talk about a lot of more things about this in this area, but I'm not going to. But you get the message, right? You don't want to live under this kind of a curse. You don't want to be ruled by lust and controlled by lust. So you need to take dominion over your bodies as well, lest you become a castaway. Paul said, I bring my body under subjection, lest I become a castaway. So you take the power of God's word and put it in use to control your body and the demons in the flesh who want to corrupt you. You need to resist by the power of and the devil, you know, will go, right? You got to resist them by the power and they will flee, right? The Bible says resist the devil. What are you going to do? He's going to flee. He's going to run. But if you don't resist him, you're an easy target. And then they will run over your life. And he will bring you into subjection to him. And you will do things you didn't want to do. Even Paul says, I do things I don't want to do. And it's the sin that dwelleth in me. There's no good thing that dwells in my flesh. So some people are simply in bondage to what's dwelling in them. And they need to get deliverance. And how many people are doing deliverance in the average local church? Nobody. That's a tragedy in itself. People are not obeying the power. It said, in my name, you will cast out devils, like I said earlier. But the demons in the flesh want to corrupt you. Resist the power, right? Entertain them even a little bit, and you will be smeared. And I know that if you start down the road to sexual sins, you're going to do it. You got to run away right away. Because if you don't run away, if you start looking at a little porn, you're going to do a lot of porn. And you're going to be in bondage there. And you're going to sin. Right? That's why the moment you even see anything, you turn away and run from it. You shut it down. You get away from it right away. That's right. Come on. Yes. Amen. We got to apply the blood of Jesus. We got to do warfare and not just sit around and take whatever comes our way, because you know what's coming your way. Temptation. That's why you cast down vain imaginations, every high thing that tries to raise itself up. See, dominion is necessary like never before in these days prior to the return of the Lord Jesus, right? In these latter days. We've got to take our authority and our dominion, and we got to see the power of God manifest in this time we're living in. We've got to take it and use it. The violent take their kingdom by force. There is a necessity of taking what is yours, not letting the devil keep it from you. So it's going to be force involved, because the enemy is trying to block the things of God to keep you from taking the kingdom and the things of the kingdom and the things of the power. To block you, hinder you. But no, in Jesus' name, we're taking what's ours. We're taking what God has given us. We're taking dominion. We're taking it right now. In the name of Jesus, I take dominion over my body. Just say, in the name of Jesus, I take dominion over this body. It is God's body. It is God's temple. And in Jesus' name, it is not the devil's house, but it's the house of God. And you have to go, devil. I command you to. This is God's temple. and you're going. And I take dominion over it. This is my body, God, my God-given body. This is my mind, my God-given mind. I take dominion over my mind. You're going to think what I tell you to think. You're not going to think anything that comes your way. And instead, those thoughts will be cast down. When they try to come in and tempt themselves into me, I will cast you down, devil. I will not accept your thoughts of deception. I'm not going to do it. This is the body of God. It's my body. It's my mind. He put it in my charge. And I'm living it by the power of God. And I take through my power, authority over this body, you will not be sick. You will have a long and healthy life in Jesus' name. And if you do get sick, you will be healed in Jesus' name and healthy. And I take dominion over the sickness and disease that any that's in my body right now, you have to go. Because he's given me dominion over you and every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. Now those creeps, those creepy demons, right? Creepy devil. He gives us dominion over all the power of the enemy. Every spirit is subject to me in Jesus' name. Start confessing these truths. Start speaking the life of God. Start speaking the power of God into your life and over your life. When you're driving down the road, yes, I am a child of God. I know the power, and I have the power in me, and the power keepeth me from the wicked one. Amen? Start speaking this stuff. Start speaking, I will live a long and healthy life in Jesus' name. I will walk in the power all the days of my life, and I will take dominion wherever I am in Jesus' name. So you just declare these things. Speak it by faith and believe it in your heart. Believe it in your spirit, I mean, and you will walk in your dominion. You walk as God told you to walk, see? Amen. Amen. All right, we're going to take a little intermission here. Father, we thank you for this time, Lord, of sharing these things, Father. Wow, a lot of stuff, a lot of good stuff, Lord, and some things that didn't really want to talk about but felt like I needed to talk about. So, Lord, so that people can be free and get free and make a determination that they're going to get free if they're not free yet. So, Father, thank you for delivering us, Lord, and changing us and molding us and making us. And, Lord, we thank you for the deliverance time tonight in a few minutes. Lord, we ask you to bless that time. We ask you to set people free. We thank you, Lord, for the power of God that will do that in Jesus' name. We praise you for it now. We look forward to all that you will do. We thank you in advance for it. We thank you for changing our lives and making them what you want them to be, Father. And we will continue to worship you daily. We will continue to bless the Lord at all times. Amen. In Jesus' name. All right. Amen. Well, we come back and do some deliverance for the rest of the program. Excuse me. And get free from some things and see the power manifest. Amen. That's what you want. You want the power of God to manifest in our lives. And we'll get free from stuff that hinders us. And not let the enemy take dominion over us, but we take dominion over the enemy, right? Amen. We'll be right back. Rain, All right. Welcome back, folks. We're going to go after these devils right now for the remainder of the program here, unless God says tell me anything else. That's the plan. Go after these spirits. We come against these spirits. We have to deal with those sexual spirits, too. And I really don't like talking about that stuff, but, hey, you know, if you knew what I know and what I've dealt with for all these years with Christians in the sexual arena, you know why I feel like I just felt like God wanted me to talk about that a little bit. And I apologize if it was too graphic for some, but nevertheless, this stuff is going on, and it's pretty rampant in this world. All right, so in Jesus' name, we come against the spirits of infirmity right now, the sickness spirits right now, the sickness spirits, heart trouble, circulation trouble, all these spirits, you got to go in the name of Jesus, all the way out, in Jesus' name, and in the name of Jesus, you got to go right now, come out, come out, come out, come out of there right now, the infirmity, the sickness spirits, come out, 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 come out of there, all the way out, in Jesus' name. Go right now, all the way out. I'll see if I can email you that a copy of that song, or at least where you can get it, if I can. All right, keep coming out of there, all the way out. In Jesus' name, go, 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 go. Come out right now. All infirmity spirits, sickness spirits, pain in the body. Command that pain spirit to come out right now. Pain in the body, go right now, all the way out. All the way out, that physical pain, pain in the back, pain in the neck, pain in the shoulders, come out. In Jesus' name, go right now. All those pain spirits, we rebuke you. We take dominion over you and cast you out in Jesus' name. Go right now. That spirit of anger, you come out of there too. All that anger spirit, you go. We take dominion over that anger, any generational anger, any spirits that of anger that are manifesting, you go right now, move in the name of Jesus, all that anger, go, come out, 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 anger, go, all the way out, in Jesus' name, go, come out, all the way out, all the way, come out, all that anger, all that rage, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, be weakened by the blood right now. Be weak about it. All that pain through the back and the neck or other parts of your body, you be weakened by the blood and come out right now. Come out, come out, come out. All that anger, all that rage, come out, come out, come out, come out. That explosive temper, come out in Jesus' name. Come out, come out, come out, all the way out, all the way up and out, up and out. Everybody cough two times. Get them moving. All the way out. Get them moving out of there. Come on, help get them moving. You cough a few times, get them moving. Take a few deep breaths. Blow those demons out, all the way out. All that anger, all that rage, come out. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. All that hot temper. We break the curse of a hot temper. Come out. In the name of Jesus, I rebuke you, hot temper. Come out. All the way out. All the way out. Go, 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 go. All the way. Go in the name of Jesus right now. Go. The hot temper spirits, come out. Come out. Explosive temper, come out. Come out. Pressure cooker spirits. It's like your pressure cooker about to explode. Come out. All that pressure cooker spirit, come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. You feel like you're about ready to blow up sometimes. It's just going around with that blow-up attitude. Come out. Pressure cooker. Pressure cooker. Go, 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 go. All the way out. All the way out. Go. We break these generational spirits. Go right now. Inherited family line spirits. Go all the way out. Come 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 out. Keep going. Up and out. All the way out. All the way out. Jesus' name. Go. 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 Come out. Come out. Come out of there. Up and out. Jesus' name. All the way out. Come on. Keep going. You demons are defeated. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Come out. We come against the incest spirit. We break any curses of incest. In Jesus' name, sisters, incesting with their sisters or with their brothers. and brothers incesting with their sisters and with their brothers. All of it has to go. We break the curse of incest, the command of spirits of incest to go right now in the name of Jesus. And we break that curse over you. If you've indulged in it or had it done to you in any way, shape, or form, come out. Come out. Come out. All incest. Come out. 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 We break the curse in Jesus' name, and the spirits have to go. All incest. Go. 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 All the way out. All the way out. All that incest. Go. We break the power of that in Jesus' name. All that sexual perversion. You go. Come out. Come out. Sexual perversion. Come out. 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 All sexual perversion has to go in the name of Jesus right now. Loose them and let them go. All the way out. All that sexual perversion. Come out. Come out. All masturbation. Come out. Come out. Masturbation. Control by masturbation. Come out. Come out, 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 pornography, come out, come out, come out, come out, pornography spirit, go in Jesus' name, all the way out. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, all the way up out of there, go, all porno spirit, porneo, come out, all the way out, go in the name of Jesus, we break the curse of porno, come out, in the name of Jesus, go, 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 go. Come out, come out, spirit of molestation, be molested, come out, come out, come out, come out, we break the curse of molestation, be molested, all the way, you come out, 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 sexual abuse, come out, sexual abuse, come out, in Jesus' name, go, 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 all sexual abuse spirits, come out, come out, come out, in Jesus' name, go, out of there, all the way out. All the way out. Cough if you find. Go. Let them go. All the way out. All that lust, too. Come out. Those lustful spirits. Come out. 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 Those spirits of oral sex. Come out. Come out. Anal sex. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. All the way out. Go. In Jesus' name. Go. Homosexual sex. Come out. Lesbian sex. Come out. Come out. All perversion. Come out. Come out of there in the name of Jesus right now. Go, go, go. Incubus, succubus, night spirits, come out. All the way out. Jesus' name. Incubus, succubus, night spirits, go. Go, 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 go. Come out, come out, come out, come out. Marine spirits, come out. Come out. Spirit wife, spirit husband, come out. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Wet dreams, come out. All the way out, all the way out. Go, all those spirits, you go now. Fantasy lust, come out. Fantasy spirit, go. Incubus, succubus, go. Come out. Come out. Come out. In Jesus' name, all the way out. All the way out. All the way out. In Jesus' name, loose them and let them go. Go, 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 go. Go, go. Come out. 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 Spirit of alcohol, come out. Alcohol addiction, come out. Come out. Alcoholism, we break the curse of alcoholism. Come out. All the way out. Jesus' name. Go, go. That alcoholism. Come out. That addiction to alcohol. Come out. Come out. Come out. All the way out. All the way out. In Jesus' name, you have to go. I bind you. Bind you. Go in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Go. All that addiction to weed and other drugs. Come out. Come on. All the way out. You come out. Other kind of drugs, spirits, coke and other ones that people are doing, come out, meth, come out, all those drug spirits, all those spirits, come out right now. We bind you, we break your hold, all the way out. Those music spirits, too, the ungodly music spirits, come out, come out, come on, all those soul ties with ungodly music, you come out of there, go, go, come out, come out, come out, come out. Come out of there, all the way out, all the way out. Come out, come out, 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 out. Be weakened by the blood of Jesus. Angels going and sword these demons. Sword these demons. Come out. Come out. Sword these demons right now. You have to come out. Be weakened and come out, all the way out, all the way out, all the way up out of there. Come out, come out, come out, come out. Tobacco spirit, bondage to tobacco. Come out, come out. All that bondage to tobacco. Come out. Come out, Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out of it. Cancer spirits, we rebuke those cancer spirits right now, those spirits of death and cancer working in people's body to kill them. We command them to come out right now. Come out, 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 out of there. All the way out. Come out, come out, come out, come out. All cancer spirits, go. Spirit of cancer, we're talking to you. Get out in Jesus' name. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out in Jesus' name. Go all the way out. All the way out. All those cancers in Jesus' name. Come out. Spirit of death, you come out. In Jesus' name, come out. Come out. Come out. Spirit of death, we rebuke the spirit of death. You come out now. Come out. Come out of there. Up and out. Up and out. Up and out. Up and out. All the way out. All the way out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, go, spirit of death. All the way out. We rebuke death. We rebuke death. I'm come that you might have life and have it more abundantly, not that you might have death and have it more abundantly. The devil's come to bring death and bring it more abundantly on people. He's come to run you down, destroy you, and have you run yourself down. The demons will get in there and chime in your mind and sing songs of death to you. Yeah, to beat you down. Well, you run yourself down and you put yourself down and you think lowly of yourself. We command that death to come out of there. Come out, all the way out. Go. Go. You're a child of God. Didn't we get it tonight when we were talking about it? We're a child of God. We got the power. We're clean by the blood of Jesus. These things in our flesh, they got to go in Jesus' name. In our soul, in our body, these demons, they have to submit themselves to name of Jesus and go as we command them out. Keep going in Jesus' name. Go, go, go. Move, 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 move. All the way out. We speak life into you, not death. We drive that death spirit out in Jesus' name. All the way out. And some people are just killing themselves by their diet. Their eating is horrible, and the devil's got them killing themselves by a horrible diet where they just eat sugar and pop and candy bars and cake and pies and just feed on white sugar constantly, and then overeat and then eat too much pork. I don't eat pork at all because it's almost impossible to kill the parasite that lives in the pork. Even after boiling it and cooking it for hours, it still lives. So you come out of it all the way out. McDonald's foods, right? Those french fries last for weeks and weeks. They never spoil. Yeah, come out of it. What are they putting in there? It says they got 11 ingredients in them. Should just be potatoes, but it's got 11 ingredients already. Come out of there all the way out. Keep coming out. Out, 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 out of there. All the way. Keep going. Not to mention the dangerous grease that is cooked in, vegetable oils. And I only use the healthy oil, which is olive oil. And it's the kind of extra virgin olive oil. I don't use regular olive oil because it's been processed and extra virgin, and make sure where you're getting that from. It's a good source to cook in. I don't use any vegetable oils. Anyway, I don't want to get on that. Just keep coming out of there all the way out. There's unhealthy spirits, the spirits that drive people to eat unhealthy. Go, 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 go. All the way out. All the way out, in Jesus' name. Now, I'm not eating pork for biblical reasons. I'm not eating pork for healthy reasons, right? Healthy reasons. Olive oil and coconut oil is good. Keep coming out of there, all the way out. Go, 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 in Jesus' name. Keep coming out, all the way out. By the blood of Jesus, you have to go out. Those unhealthy spirits that are keeping people unhealthy and with unhealthy habits, come out. In the name of Jesus, move right now. Move, 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 move. All the way out. All the way up out of there. Go in Jesus' name. Keep coming out. Up and out. Up and out. Go in the name of Jesus. I rebuke you. You have to go. Those spirits of childishness that keep you reacting in life like a child, you come out. Come on. All the way out. Go. Come out. Those childish spirits of arrested development. Certain areas of your life, you're an adult, but you haven't matured because there's a spirit in there of arrested development or childishness. You come out of there right now. In Jesus' name, that childish spirit that won't let you mature in an area of your life, he still reacted as a child, acting like a child, and he still should be matured and grown up into Christ in these areas. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. All the way out. Up and out. Go. Keep coming out. Up and out. Move in Jesus' name. Move. Move, 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 move. Come on out. All the way out. All the way up out of there. Go, go, go. Come out, come out, come out. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Keep coming out. All the way. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. All the way. Go, go. Keep going. In Jesus' name. Go, go, go. All the way. All the way. In Jesus' name. All the way. That obnoxious spirit, you come out. Makes you obnoxious to other people. You come out. That obnoxiousness goes. In Jesus' name. Go. That pride that hides it from you, that you don't even see it. Command that pride to come out. All that pride, come out right now. I bind you. I rebuke the spirit of pride. In Jesus' name. You come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. All the way out. All pride. Pride is a covering. It covers things up. You got to go all the way out. All that pride. Go, 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 go. In Jesus' name, that spirit, sneaky spirit, all the way out. Sneaking, sneakiness, come out all the way out. The sneaky spirit, you got to go all the way out. The know-it-all spirit, you got to go. Come out. Come out, 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 come out. You ever been around know it all? Yeah, God bless you, brother. Good to have you. In Jesus' name. Know it all. I remember everybody in this family, particular family, they were all know it all. Everyone was the same. They all knew it all, and you couldn't tell them anything. They could tell you everything to fix your problems and tell you how they thought you should do it, and they just thought they knew it all. It's amazing, isn't it? Well, that was a spirit operating in that whole family, passed down generationally. It's a know it all spirit. You come out of there right now. Go, 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 go. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Keep coming out, all the way out. All the way up out of there. Go in Jesus' name. The Lord rebuke you. I rebuke you. Come out. All the way out. All the way out. Keep moving. Keep moving. All the way. Jesus' name. All that know-it-all. Got to go. Spirit of violence. Picked up through movie watching, game playing, or watching WWF or boxing or something, all violent spirits got to go in Jesus' name. All those violent spirits try to make you violent. Come out. All that violentness. Come out. 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 All the way out. Up and out of there. All that violentness. Violent spirit. Come out. 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 Go. 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 The blood of Jesus. You got to go. All the way out, all that violence, you have to go. Got to go all the way out. All that talkative spirit, you come out. Talkative spirit, very talkative. It's like you just got to always be talking. In Jesus' name, that talkativeness, come out. Come out. Come out. The Bible says, be still and know I'm God. Don't talk and know I'm God. Can't talk all the time. You won't hear God. You won't know God. Power in life. You're always talking. There's got to be a time where you get quiet and listen to the Lord. We just command that spirit of talkativeness, that diarrhea of the mouth. You come out all the way out. It's always talking, it's talkativeness. The Bible says in many words there lieth sin, right? There's much sin. I forget exactly. I'm just trying to quote from memory, but it's in Proverbs. Come out, all the way out. Go, 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 all the way. Keep coming out. All that talkative spirit, come out. We break the curse of talkativeness in Jesus' name. Come out, come out, come out. Come all the way out. The blood of Jesus right now against you. You have to come out. You have to come out. Up and out. All the way out. All the way out. In Jesus' name. Up and out. Up and out. All the way. Come out, come out, come out, come out of there, all the way out, up and out. That talkative spirit, you got to go, you got to go in Jesus' name. up and out, all the way out, all the way up out of there. I bind you, the religious spirits, go up now, all the way out. The form of godliness spirits, you come out too. Religious performance, come out, 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 all the way out, all the way out. Religious performance, I bind you. Gotta go all the way out, all the way out. Jesus' name, Jesus' name, Jesus' name. Go, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. All the way out, all that spiteful spirit, you come out. Being spiteful, come out. We break the curse of being spiteful, come out. All that spitefulness spirit, come out. In Jesus' name, spiteful spirit, you got to go right now. All the way out, all the way out, up and out, all the way out. Keep going, spitefulness, you got to go all the way. That oversensitive spirit, you're just oversensitive to things people say, things people do. You get offended, you get oversensitive, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, all the way out. Go in Jesus' name. Come out of there right now. Loose them and let them go, that oversensitive spirit. Oversensitive spirit. I find that oversensitive spirit. You got to guard against that because it gets you offended, and then you get in unforgiveness or you get in a condition that said, the Lord said, don't get in that condition lest you be turned over to tormentors. How many Christians have been turned over to tormentors? They may still be saved, but they're turned over to tormentors in that area of their life because they're walking around with unforgiveness towards somebody, right? And if you keep that long enough, it's a dangerous place to be, okay? Yeah, because it turns to bitterness, and bitterness is poison, and you get self-poisoned, and it's not a pretty picture, amen? So let's learn about that, not be oversensitive to everything everybody says to us, about us, behind us, and Anyway, thank you, Jesus. We're going to stop here, Father, and in Jesus' name, we thank you for this deliverance. I ask you to seal it to everyone who's received some tonight and continue to let it be delivered more and more and more as they continue to get free, Father, for your glory. We thank you for the progressive work of deliverance. Thank you, Lord, that we're going to grow in grace as well. And grow up to be mature saints of God. Grow up into Christ. Ask you to bless people, Lord, and prepare them for the new year, Father. Prepare them for all that you have for them in 2022. And Lord, we prepare our hearts, our spirits to receive more of you, Father, and to be filled and to walk in the power every day, Father. We thank you for that. In the name of Jesus, and we give you all the praise, all the glory. Everybody say amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. All right, folks. We'll talk to you next week. The Lord bless you and minister to you. And we will see you next week. And we will run to you, Lord. Well, dear ones, run out of time here tonight, so I'm going to say goodnight to you. And I want you to know the power of Jesus really loves you. He really does love you. And you need to know that. You need to believe it with all your heart. See, just like you believe with all your heart that Jesus is the power. And that power is in you. You need to believe that he loves you. He's never going to leave you nor forsake you. He's going to be with you through it all, through anything that you go through. The Lord is going to strengthen you and help you get through it. Right? That's what the Bible said. He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. So we know that we have that very present help in our times of trouble. When we're attacked by the enemy, and we're in the midst of the battle, the Lord is with us mightily and he loves us so dearly. We're so precious to him. You're all precious to us too. We love you and tell you good night, and we'll see you back, Lord willing, next week. So bye-bye now. Say good night.